This is Sounds of Science. I'm John Sterling from Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News. Synthetic biologists at Rice University have engineered gut bacteria capable of sensing colitis, which is an inflammation of the colon, in mice. The research points the way to new experiments for studying how gut bacteria and human hosts interact at a molecular level, and it could eventually lead to orally ingestible bacteria for monitoring gut health and disease. Dr. Jeffrey Tabor, Assistant Professor of Bioengineering and of Biosciences at Rice, led the researchers. Dr. Tabor provided some background on how the investigators identified the first genetically encoded sensor of a novel biomarker linked to inflammation.
We had made a hypothesis based on some old research that this molecule named thiosulfate may be a potential biomarker of colon inflammation. So in other words, that the levels of thiosulfate may increase in the colon during inflammation. And we wanted to develop a technology to try to sense thiosulfate in the colon. And so that required the first breakthrough, I guess, which was we had to basically do a Google search, as it were, on DNA sequences to discover genetically encoded sensor of thiosulfate. And so we analyzed bacterial genomes. We found some new candidate sensors of thiosulfate. And we had to synthesize those genes and express them in bacteria in the laboratory and then validate that we had discovered the first thiosulfate sensor.
The next step for Dr. Tabor's group was to develop a method for inserting the genes for the sensor into E. coli and to use the engineered bacteria to detect thiosulfate in the colons of mice.
We wanted to be able to add our bacteria to the mice and then detect them basically out the back end in a non-invasive way. And so we had to develop a method where we marked our bacteria with a fluorescent reporter protein, and then we could homogenize the fecal matter and run it through an instrument called a flow cytometer to actually identify our sensor bacteria amongst all the other bacteria that were present. And then once we identified them, we could measure the activity or output of our thiosulfate sensor.
The team found that the thiosulfate sensor was activated in the mice with inflammation and was not activated in the healthy mice. Furthermore, the researchers found that the more inflammation the mouse had, the more the sensor was activated. Here's Dr. Tabor again with the details.
We orally administered or force-fed our bacteria to healthy mice and then to mice that we had given inflammation. And 6 hours later, we collected our bacteria in the fecal matter, and we also sacrificed the mice and measured our bacteria inside the colon itself. And what we saw was quite striking. So in healthy mice, our sensor was off in every single mouse that we tested. And in mice that had inflammation, our sensor was on in almost every mouse. And moreover, the strength of our sensor's output was proportional to the amount of inflammation the mouse had. So in other words, the more sick the mouse, the more active our sensor was. So that indicated to us that thiosulfate levels may be a good biomarker for colon inflammation.
Though it would likely take several additional years of development, and it remains unknown if thiosulfate is a biomarker of human colitis, the sensor bacteria might eventually be re-engineered to function as a diagnostic of human colitis. So what's next for Dr. Tabor and his team?
We want to evaluate whether thiosulfate is a good biomarker for colon inflammation in humans. And we don't have any firm evidence of that at this point. It works in this mouse model, but the mouse is a model of human inflammation, so there could be differences. So we'd like to determine that directly. So we're working with clinicians who are procuring fecal samples from healthy patients and patients with inflammation, and we're evaluating those samples for the presence of thiosulfate.
Thanks for listening. For Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News, I'm John Sterling.